KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 52. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Chance for storms. Lows around 48. Cloudy tomorrow. Storms likely. High of 74. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 43 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Kansas lawmakers return to the State House for the first day of their annual veto session. Among the bills pushed through to become law were two bills that pertain to abortion, the so-called Women's Right to Know Act, a bill creating a 25-foot barrier around law enforcement while they conduct operations, juvenile justice reforms, and the Save Kansas Voting Act. The governor, meanwhile, signed a handful of other bills into law. Headlining them is the Sports Authority Act, establishing an oversight board for the Kansas City Chiefs operation. Governor Laura Kelly also signed the legislature's plan to regulate pharmacy benefit managers. Those are the negotiators between drug makers, pharmacies, and insurance companies. Another now signed bill updates eligibility for children's health insurance programs.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Soybeans and cattle are higher. Corn and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein is focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn essentially just continue to follow the trends. May beans are up 10 and 3 quarters at 1176. July's 9 and 3 quarters higher at 1190 and 3 quarters. May corn's down 2 and a quarter at 441 and 3 quarters. July's 3 and a quarter lower at 451 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle are up, watching the direct cash cattle markets. June live's 250 higher, 249.72, and August is up 222 at 245.57. May feeder cattle are up 260 at 373.02. And hogs are down with questions about sustained demand and technical weakness. June is 40 lower at 103.72. July's down 40 at 106.52. Brownfield.
New year, fresh roads, and fresh peace of mind at Schoen's Auto Repair in Downs. If 2025 left your car groaning louder than your New Year's resolution, bring it in. Their crew of seasoned pros will keep your ride running smooth with honest, quality repairs for brakes, engines, tires, diagnostics, and more. All makes and models welcome. This year, drive confident, not worried about surprises, because Schoen's has the expertise to keep you rolling into 2026 like a champ. Don't wait for that squeak to become a squeal. Get your vehicle checked today and start the year with a smile under the hood. Visit Schoen'sAutoRepair.com or call 785-454-3255. 3318 to book your appointment now. At Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle business is starting to develop. A few deals have been reported in Iowa at $250 live. Bids have surfaced in Nebraska at $385 dressed, but those are being passed. Asking prices are around $250 live in the South and $392 to $395 dressed in the North. Look for more business to take place before the end of the day. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, the offering was comprised of a large supply of weaned and bawling fall calves and some yearlings. Feeders and grass cattle were all met with a higher undertone. The USDA says some consignments were sold due to the recent wildfires and the lack of grass resources and baled hay supplies. Drought conditions are also persistent. There were quite a few light flesh cattle on offer throughout the day. Medium and large one feeder steer, 602 to 612 pounds, brought $513 to $521. Feeder steer, 652 to 691 pounds, brought $459 to $460. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 616 to 636 pounds, brought $420 to $439. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 59 cents at $381.68. Select was $2.18 higher at $383.76. Cash hog prices were lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Negotiated business this week has been sluggish. With ample supplies of market-ready hogs, processors have leverage and are doing business at their pace. There have been some bright spots when it comes to demand on the global market for U.S. pork, but there are still long-term concerns that linger. We're heading into the summer grilling season, and that could provide a bump to domestic demand. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 51 cents with a weighted average of $89.39. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets remained steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $50 to $61. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.65 at $99.03, but loins and ribs were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals have spent a few years trying to secure public funding towards a new stadium. Those efforts seem closer to reality. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas announced yesterday afternoon that his office has proposed an ordinance towards a $1.9 billion investment plan for a new stadium and surrounding infrastructure in Washington Square Park area in downtown Kansas City. The proposal would authorize roughly $600 million in city funding towards the project, the independent of whatever money would come from the state. Last summer, Missouri passed a law that would allow the state to fund up to 50% of major stadium construction projects. Mayor Lucas proposed a quicker timeline than the Chiefs have in Kansas.
You know, I think we're pretty much off to the races. We've had a lot of good chats with the team. We've had a lot of good chats with the community. But my goal is that we have a stadium open for opening day in 2030. So we're looking at April of 2030. That's a quick time frame. We're hoping for a groundbreaking at least first quarter of 2027.
We'll be following the story as it continues to develop. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Joel Rexroot was dominant on the hill as the pitcher rang up 10 strikeouts last night in the Beloit Trojans' 11-1 victory over Lincoln Sylvan Lucas on Thursday in Beloit. Joel Rexroot allowed one hit, one run over five innings while walking two. Colton Adolph collected three hits and four at-bats in the win. Colton Adolph doubled in the fourth inning, singled in the second inning, and singled in the fifth inning. Lincoln Sylvan Lucas got on the board in the first inning after Devin Pochuk doubled, scoring one run. Brooks Dunston doubled down the left left field line, which helped Beloit tie the game at one in the bottom of the second. Beloit took the lead in the bottom of the third. Joel Rexroth grounded out, scoring one run, giving Beloit the leg up 2-1. Brody Shearer stepped on the hill first for Lincoln Sylvan Lucas. The starter allowed 8 hits and 8 runs, 6 earned over 4 2/3 innings, striking out 4 and walking 2. Colt Nadoff pitched one inning of no-run ball for Beloit. The right-hand pitcher surrendered 1 hit, striking out 2 and walking none. Beloit collected 10 hits in the game. Brooks Dunston and George Zimmer each drove in 2 runs for Beloit. Joel Fuller collected 2 hits for Beloit and 3 at-bats. Beloit turned 1 double play in the game. Beloit didn't commit a single error in the field. George Zimmer had the most chances in the field with 14. Caleb Meyer and Devin Pochick each collected 1 hit for Sylvan Lincoln Lucas. Devin Pochick went 1-for-2 at the plate and led the team with 1 run batted in. The second game was postponed after the Beloit Trojans were up 9-0 in the third inning. It will be rescheduled after lightning caused it to be postponed on Thursday night. The Trojan track team traveled to Concordia for the Concordia Invitational Track Meet held on Thursday, April 9th. This meet saw the Trojans run up against some very tough competition from the likes of Concordia, Clifton, Clyde, Chapman, Clay Center, Bueller, Marysville, Minneapolis, Southeast Saline, and Smith Center. However, due to inclement weather, the meet was canceled following most field events and the 4x800-meter relay. The events that were scored in final that the Trojans medaled in were the following. The gold medal winner was Bentley Pruitt in the shot put, 40 feet 5 and 5 1/2 inches. The silver medal winners were Bentley Pruitt in the pole vault, 10 feet, and Brecken Boudreau in the long jump, 17 feet 4 inches. The bronze medal winners were the 4x800-meter relay team of Kiara Araby, Rowan Richards, Mackenzie Goodacre, and Reese Richards in a time of 11:08:22. The next action for the Beloit Trojan varsity track teams will be the Redmond Relays at Smith Center on Tuesday, April 14th. Field events will start at 3 p.m., preliminaries at 4 p.m., and the running event finals will begin 30 minutes following the preliminaries.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
It may not be perfect boat weather yet, but Lund wants you ready for lake season. Right now, Wakana Boats and Motors in Glen Elder is offering rebates and savings up to $7,500 on all in-stock and special order Lund boats. With multiple ways to save, long-term competitive financing, and a huge carryover clearance on boats and pontoons, plus savings on used, this really is the time to upgrade. Trades are welcome. Step into a new boat now and reap the benefits this spring. Wakana Boats and Motors, let's get you on the water.
Fort Hays Tech North Central is hiring a full-time groundskeeper custodian on the Beloit campus. This is a great opportunity for a dependable, self-starting individual who enjoys working hands-on and takes pride in keeping a campus looking its best. Duties include lawn care, sprinkler system maintenance, general repairs, and cleaning the main areas of the student union. This position is full-time and starts as soon as a qualified candidate is hired. Pay is commensurate with experience. Applications will be accepted until the position is filled. Apply today at fhtechnc.edu/careers or call Pat at 785-738-9023.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.